Day weekend.
Labor Day travel weekend.
Labor Day weekend means many people will be spending as much time as they can with their family and friends outdoors.
Families get one more chance to go out and have some fun.
Kids don't have to go back to school until after Labor Day weekend.
Summer's almost over.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Rich Thomas, next.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 3 storm with winds of 115 miles per hour. It could be a Category 4 storm when it makes landfall Monday around Palm Beach County, packing winds in excess of 130 miles an hour.
There will be power outages. It's not going to be put back on right away, so please take time to prepare.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis urging everyone to stock up on at least a week's worth of food, water, and medicine. The Defense Department reporting another American service member has been killed in combat in Afghanistan. This is the 15th U.S. death in the country this year. 13 died last year. U.S. officials are meeting with the Taliban in talks designed to end the 18-year-old war. Stocks mixed as China trade issues still concern investors. The Dow up 41, the S&P 2 points higher, the NASDAQ ending the day down 11 points. America is listening to Fox News.
And the River Region listens to Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
All right, when it comes to accuracy, Fox News just said when it makes landfall at West Palm Beach, that is not known yet for sure, is it, Rich? With Dorian?
Very careful here. Earlier this afternoon I texted you a very encouraging, very nice European model.
Yes.
Run. And we like to, you know, those of us in the business kind of like the European. And it showed the center staying off the Florida coast for the first time. That was an interesting trend. We noted that the American model, the GFS, on its 12Z run, 12Z is Zulu time, it also shifted to the east, but it still has a hurricane that comes ashore in Florida and moves north along the coast. And so we saw an interesting new trend, and the National Hurricane Center has shifted ever so slightly the cone to the right. Now, if you're the National Hurricane Center, you have to be very careful. You can't jerk the forecast to the right. There's just too much riding on it and too many people and too many other things in play. But I want to read part of their discussion. This is their technical discussion for meteorologists.
Sure.
Given the collapse of the steering currents, the track forecast by the end of the forecast period is highly uncertain, and any small deviation in the track could bring the core of the powerful hurricane well inland over Florida, keep it near the coast, or offshore. In other words, the models have been very inconsistent from run to run.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, there's this trend to the east, but this is still a hurricane that needs to be taken very, very seriously. And of course, we're going to do that. But there was this nice trend this afternoon of kind of an eastward shift of the track. But we have a Category 3 hurricane now. I'm looking at the visible satellite. Oh, my gosh, I wish I could show you this right now on the radio. It is just unbelievable. It looks like it's going through a rapid intensification cycle, although they've kept the winds at 115 miles per hour now, expected to become a Category 4 here, probably in a few hours.
Well, let me ask you this next. The nice air that we've been enjoying here, a little bit cooler, certainly drier.
Yeah.
Is this system that came through here, is that something that could move Dorian, or is that part of the process that could keep it further to the east?
Well, that front has disintegrated, but to the north of Dorian, just like there was to the north of Andrew back in 1992, there's this blocking upper level high. So the models are looking for a weakness in the high to kind of slip the system to the north. Otherwise, there's going to be this western bias. In other words, the storm's going to run into a roadblock. But apparently, the European has detected a little you know, a little weakness in the upper high. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is, I love this too, the National Weather Service has not only got the Air Force reconnaissance going in at low levels, they've got upper level planes going in at much higher levels than NOAA planes, and the balloon launches that happen around the world twice a day about 800 locations have been increased in about 18 locations around the U.S. Four times a day those balloons are going up now. So what we're getting is better data. And the era we live in is amazing as far as the kind of forecast data that it's available for the models to deal with. So we're going to see some good model data. Apparently the European has found a little weakness.
Well, you see the twist in the cone, because Montgomery was like at the very tip of the last one, and now we see the far out tip of the cone in like South Carolina, Georgia area going
right.
Into
and
next
keep
week.
In mind, when you look at the cone, when you're looking at it 6 days out, and 5 days out, and 4 days out, it's fat. As you get into 3 days out, 4 days out, it gets skinnier and skinnier and skinnier. And that's the nature of the cone.
Yeah, it's kind of on the chubby side right now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, I appreciated that. That lifted my spirits. I still hope to get down. I'm not changing any plans until it's obvious that I can't go.
Well, I'm telling my relatives in St. Augustine, while this is encouraging news, we are not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, no, in fact, St. Augustine, of all locations, all those places up the eastern seaboard from, Jupiter, Stewart, areas north of West Palm Beach to Fort Pierce, Daytona, St. Augustine, they all still should be very concerned from what this is showing. But
absolutely. And by the way, for anybody who is considering a beach trip to, let's say, Fort Morgan or Gulf Shores or Destin this weekend, maybe you've booked a place even down on 38, you should be fine this weekend through Monday. I don't expect any problem.
Richard, appreciate it. Hey, how did everything go at Infusion today?
It was a great visit to Infusion. Everybody was nice, and I always feel very positive leaving there with my Myers cocktail IV that I had today.
And you're all set for game day, right?
There's football. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I have a countdown clock.
Yeah. By the way, since I know you are into baseball as well. Did you see the coroner's report on Tyler Skaggs of the Angels?
No, what's the report?
This guy, and Rich, it pisses me off. You know, I know a little bit about this topic. This guy, they found fentanyl, hydrocodone, and alcohol in his system. He was a junkie.
Oh, no.
Baseball is testing the bejeebers out of players at any whim for steroids.
Oh,
how do they
no.
test these players and not catch this?
Oh, no.
How does somebody on that team not know that this guy was messing with fentanyl?
You know, there was a newspaper somewhere in Southern California, I think it's San Diego, that tried to say something about it could be opioids, but then they were quickly shouted down, you know?
Yeah. Well, guess what? They were right.
I hate to hear this. That's sad news.
Well, the thing is, once again, how this is not the first time a ball player was a heavy drug user. They're so worried about somebody hitting a ball five extra feet because they took a steroid. This guy is sticking mainline opioids into his body, and nobody noticed. It's amazing to me.
Oh, my God. No, this is new news to me.
And we're going to play War Eagle by Donna Knight in your honor.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right, so I'm going to see if I can get a text down to Janelle. Tell her what we have learned from Uncle Weather this afternoon.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We will visit the traffic dungeon here in a second. I wish you would visit my Facebook page and make a prediction. You can win the works from Don Duncan if you get the score right. If you're the first person to post the correct outcome to the game, and a $100 gift certificate to boot. It takes 10 seconds to find Greg Vidal on Facebook and look for the duck. It's a not a talking duck.
Quack, quack.
But you'll notice it. It's right below my rant on the dead baseball player. Sorry, I had to say something about that. This is the world we live in. You know, that newspaper, like Rich mentioned, they must have heard something. They must have gotten some information from somebody saying, watch this, you know. And then, And same thing with that pitcher for the Marlins that killed himself and two friends in a boating wreck while he was as high as a kite with cocaine. Now, how are they not catching the street drugs with athletes? That's what I don't understand. They're so worried.
Do athletes know when they're going to be tested?
No, it's very random. So it's they've gotten them so focused on steroids that I don't even know if they're testing for these kind of drugs. It is 412. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company that's been a big, long-term supporter of what we do here on this radio station. We thank them, as always, not only for their support of free speech, but the people who protect our free speech, our soldiers who sustain wounds in battle and come home and need a period of transition to adjust to life where there are going to be limitations. Sometimes they're short-term, sometimes they're long-term, sometimes they're permanent, but whatever the case, Gulf States Mobility is there to restore as many choices as possible. There cannot be a one-size-fits-all approach to people who have had their mobility limited through a cruel twist of fate, whether it's catching a bullet while serving the country or catching a drunk driver in the middle of an intersection. Life can change that quickly and abruptly. And they go about re-empowering people to do as much for themselves as they possibly can, beginning with the home, making sure it's safely accessible, that nobody has to move because they have limitations. And then ultimately things like driving again. Many people who were told by a doctor they would never be able to operate a car now can, thanks to advancements in technology that Gulf States Mobility installs and sells in vehicles at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please look them up and like them on Facebook because they do great work for people who aren't as lucky as the rest of us who can go where we want to go when we want to go. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590. Look them up and like them on Facebook, please.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and we see a problem on I-85 southbound. We have an accident around the Mulberry Street exit, so be careful as you approach that area. If you're on I-65 southbound, the accident around the Selma Highway has been cleared, but the traffic is still extremely thick between the interchange and the Southern Boulevard, so be careful there. If you're going north towards Prattville, we don't see any problems for you. We do have a problem in Prattville. It is at the intersection of Bass Pro Boulevard and Cops Ford Road in front of Hooters. There's a vehicle fire there. We also still see the police working an accident on 65 northbound, just north of Prattville at the 194 exit. It is an extremely busy afternoon. Please be careful. Watch out for the traffic around you, and let's get our weekend started safely. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. A $150,000 grant has been awarded to help build a medical center in Elmore County. Back in June, another $150,000 was approved to help build the River Region Medical Center in Wetumpka. The facility will have 50 exam rooms, a physical therapy suite, and a pharmacy. Officials say 50 new jobs will be created. The American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign kicked off last night in the capital city. 25 men, including Alabama News Network's Daryl Hood, are wearing pink from now until November to raise money for breast cancer research and awareness of the disease. Drivers can expect to see prices at the pump going up this Labor Day weekend. The first phase of Alabama's 10-cent fuel tax increase will go into effect Sunday with a 6-cent tax increase. 2 more cents will be added on each year for the next 2 years. All the money generated will go back into the state's infrastructure. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
we recently became empty nesters. And as the kids moved out, so did their furniture. When we finally toured our newly vacated home, we realized we were about to have some fun shopping for new furniture at the Depot Furniture Gallery.
They had the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region, including entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and so much more.
Hey, how about those rustic decorative items like vintage railroad lanterns, old glass wooden windows that have been hand-painted and turned into unique artwork, metal wall signs like Lake House, Farmhouse, and of course, Alabama and Auburn.
The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donica Knight.
Woohoo!
We had her in the studio several times, and that is such a great song, and it's such a great video. The way it's cut, and they show off Auburn in so many different ways. But what's interesting is she's such a petite woman that somebody, I don't want to use a degrading term like tiny. She's just petite.
That's not
could create degrading. Such a big sound and so much
she's
passion.
She's not that petite.
You're questioning?
Yes. I knew her before you did.
Okay.
So, you know, if you had gone to college at Auburn, you might have, you know, discovered Donica before the rest of the world did.
By the way, did you know that Auburn was voted the number one college in Alabama? I read that today.
I did see that.
Was that in, who came up with that? The Auburn Times?
No. I saw it on Facebook, so it must be true.
One of these ranking sites. I'm very much willing to believe it, though.
Yes.
I didn't want to question it too much. I mean, it just seems obvious to me, but maybe I'm a little biased. War Eagle.
Look.
What?
My life is literally in the hands of Auburn graduates who could kill me if they wanted to, and nobody would find out. My doctors, the Woodlings...
Remember that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
My only, I wouldn't even call it, you know. I
could take you out with my thumb.
I'm kind of in the Alabama camp because of my long friendship with Bob Baumhauer. Years before I came here, I heard the Bear Bryant stories. And so.
Both wonderful schools.
I did not. I was an NFL guy when I first came here, and you know I was fascinated by the intensity as the football season began. And then my first Iron Bowl, I'm on Vaughan Road right in front of the Publix, and I had the game on the radio. I was supposed on my way to a friend's house to watch it with her, and I hear it was a game that Auburn scored 3 touchdowns like right out of the box. Game was over in the first quarter. But as soon as the touchdown was scored, I heard some police sirens flip on and off. And I'm looking, and I get, I figured that must have been a signal. Yay, good for us. And so I will never forget that. I thought that was pretty amazing. It is 424. We have a traffic backup on 85 northbound from a wreck that's just past the boulevard. So expect slowdowns if you're trying to get out on northbound 85 from downtown or anywhere else. And Marie sent me a note saying even though they've pushed that accident off to the side, it's still pretty slow on 65.
Yes, I-65 southbound is a parking lot. Someone just called in and said right at Highway 80 at the interchange there.
Okay, so...
She said if you're trying to get anywhere in a hurry, just get patient.
I will... And we will, and of course, Mr. Balaki will be watching them carefully. Now, we've had a bunch of requests on this All Request Friday. And this one is an interesting clip. This is a Finnish, I got this from Stick Shift Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Finnish comedian talking about learning how to speak English, and one word in particular.
I studied English for years, and I thought I know English. But then I moved to America, turns out, no. Like, I didn't really know it, like, all the things. Like, I think the hardest word to truly master has been the word ass. Ass. I thought it's really easy. It means a butt. But no. Like, yes, sometimes it can mean a butt, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, there are so many meanings to the word ass. I think it's the most complicated word in English. I've been trying to write a whole dictionary about just ass. There's so many. Like, for example, lazy ass. That means lazy. Like, my lazy ass husband, it's the same sentence without the ass. The ass is just optional there. It's, and long ass means long. Like a long ass flight. It's a long flight. But if you want to make it longer, you can add ass. And my definite favorite one, a grown-ass man. It turns out it means a grown man. The entire man has grown. Not only his ass. So I learned that you can just add ass to anything. And then it sounds a little bit cooler. Like anything. I just bought this blue ass shirt. Oh, thank you. That was some good ass meatballs. Anything. But you have to be careful, because sometimes if you add ass to something, it can actually reverse the meaning of the original word. Like, for example, bad ass. That's good. Like, bad is bad, but bad ass is good. But not always. Like, dumb ass is still dumb. So how can you know? You have to know specifically which ones are flipped. And then there's the concept of your ass. And your ass, that means like yourself. Like move your ass. That's like move everything. Like move your ass and the rest of your body. And like everything. If you have a car, that's included in the ass. All of them, same direction, just move. So your ass means yourself plus all you have. But my ass, that means like, no. Like if I say that, wow, this car is really fast, and you say, oh, fast, my ass. So it means like, no. It's not fast. And to make it even more complicated, ass can be divided. Like, if you are an ass, that means that you're being stupid. But if you're half-ass, it means that you are not concentrating properly. And if you go even smaller, if you are a piece of ass, then you are beautiful. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
All right, down to the end of that Cubs-Brewers game, and the Cubs got a 7-1 lead, top of the ninth inning. Joey, I think it's over.
Yeah, I think they got this one in the back.
At 4:30 now, and he's
but
talking.
You never know. You never know with the Cubs.
Yeah, that bullpen of theirs is very porous.
Oh, yeah. It's like Swiss cheese.
I have two requests that we have yet to play. One is Fruitcake Lady. One is Old Harold Delaney.
Yes.
Do we have any others pending?
No. Gene called and wanted to hear Substitute Teacher.
It's a pretty good one. We play those often.
Yes.
I'll put it this way. A little background on the request for the Fruitcake Lady. It was texted to me early in the show by Seth Spotlow.
Oh.
Now, I know Seth knows all of us. He's been in the studio multiple times. He won't be on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight. It has nothing to do with any punishment or anything. Mm. Oh, I am watching you, sir. He has his daughter, and he's busy. But I know Seth knows that Rosie is not a big fan of the Fruitcake Lady.
Well.
And so I'm just thinking that he's being kind of...
An agent provocateur?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or it might be that he just finds it hysterically funny, Rosie.
Probably both.
Well, I mean, it is funny. It's just not the...
It's not as classy as Rosie is.
No. Good way to put it.
Right.
Good way to put it. If you were on the morning show, you'd get a cheese slice from Emily for that metaphor.
You're just saying that because I brought you peanut butter cups.
No. I would say that whether you brought me any... Nothing.
I have not had any peanut butter cups.
Would you like one, Greg?
I know. I was going to look for some at Sam's.
Oh, those...
The keto ones.
Go ahead. Take it. Take a bite from the apple.
Pardon me, Satan, but no thanks. That's what you are right now. You are Satan trying to tempt me.
You well, want at least me? Satan's good looking.
I will
seductive.
Get you some keto peanut butter cups. Great.
That's what makes him Satan. Mm-hmm. You know, who'd pay attention to him if he was ugly?
Right. So, would you like a peanut butter cup?
Satan doesn't look like Chris Farley. He looks like.
I know you. You don't have
an
any
angel
garlic
of light.
On you.
What?
You don't have any garlic on you.
No.
Would you like a peanut butter cup? Because Satan is also a vampire.
Would you like a no, I really
they're
don't.
Just right. They're right here. They're only 160 calories pop, Greg.
I don't.
You know, that's just exactly how he works, Joey.
No, seriously, there's only in one peanut butter cup, there's only 18 carbs, 16 total sugar. Yeah, 16,
sugar.
16 total grams of sugar.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that you have chocolate milk downstairs, and that has sugar in it as well.
But that's, you know, that's a pint.
And it's a protein.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you notice that I've had it all week, and it goes down like one little sip at a time.
Yeah, I get it. And just one little peanut butter cup.
Yeah, I use it as a breath freshener.
I don't know about that.
I do. It's chocolate milk. That's why if you were within proximity, you'd notice that I smell it.
No, I'm good.
Chocolate Elsie.
I'm good.
He doesn't quite get that close.
I mean, I could break a peanut butter cup in half. Just a little taste. I love
peanut. Let me put it in one word or less.
No!
Okay.
Okay, fine. Fine. They're over here if you change your mind.
272-9228 on the Saw Request Friday. The media is going great guns full time to scare the living hell out of everybody.
Bejeebers.
With Dorian, yet the last two updates on the storm have bent the cone to the north. It may not even, I mean, in some scenarios, it may just skirt the coast. It may not even make landfall. Now, I've texted my daughter twice and said, wait a minute. It's from Tammy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. She says, I have laughed more doing errands this afternoon. Thank you. That's so nice. Uh-huh. The Burkhalter.
That makes me feel a little less pointless. Thank you, Tammy.
434. There is a business on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane that was built to repair automobiles. But the most important part of that building is not something you can see in the brick and mortar. It's what you can't see that's in the value system, the DNA of Donnie Turner and his son Brandon. And that is the total and complete unwillingness to take an automobile body repair situation and skip a step to do anything less than a thorough repair of the vehicle. You know, that's how some places put a little extra money in their pocket years ago, and Donnie's not that kind of guy. I'm not going to play that game. And eventually, by sticking to his standards, he compelled the game players to come around and, you know, if you're going to be in this business, do it right or don't do it at all. And that's how it works. And now they have become the gold standard in automobile body repair. Almost everybody in this building has been to MPB. Remember when the boss, his beloved, beautiful car, got some idiot pulling out of a parking lot? I get a call from him as I'm finishing up the show, and I thought I had said something wrong.
I remember.
He said, I need Donnie Turner's phone number. That was his first call. And that tells you, you know, and he loves that car. He would trust it to nobody else. So remember MPB, Montgomery Peyton Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. And they, as much as we hope, you never have to call them because you've been in a wreck. But they're there when you need them. 435, traffic and weather together. And then we'll come back with more requests. 272-9228 for something you'd like to hear this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. And boy, it is not a good day to be out on the roadways. We have lots of problems for you. We have still an accident on I-65 southbound near the Selma Highway that is slowing traffic down. If you're on I-85, it's all jammed up around the interchange. It looks like we have more than one accident in that area, so be careful. We also have an accident just north of the boulevard on I-85, and that has traffic backing up back towards Perry Hill Road. If you're on Taylor Road, it's extremely slow all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. You're just going to have to slow it down today, take it easy, and get ready to enjoy your holiday weekend. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. Drivers can expect to see prices at the pump going up this Labor Day weekend. The first phase of Alabama's 10-cent fuel tax increase will go into effect Sunday with a 6-cent tax increase. 2 more cents will be added on each year for the next 2 years. All the money generated will go back into the state's infrastructure. A $150,000 grant has been awarded to help build a medical center in Elmore County. Back in June, another $150,000 was approved to help build the River Region Medical Center in Wetumpka. The facility will have 50 exam rooms, a physical therapy suite, and a pharmacy. Officials say 50 new jobs will be created. The American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign kicked off last night in the capital city. 25 men, including Alabama News Network's Daryl Hood, are wearing pink from now until November to raise money for breast cancer research and awareness of the disease. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather continues to be quiet for now. In fact, tonight will be relatively comfortable. Clear skies, overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, the threat of those isolated storms will return along with all the humidity that left us. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s over the weekend. And then what about Dorian? Powerful Hurricane Dorian will be affecting Florida. Will it have any effect on Alabama's weather? Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Beatrice, I'm from Wisconsin. I just turned 18, and I'll be voting for my first time in November. I was wondering if you had any advice. How do I vote?
How do you vote? Oh, my God, woman. You mean you're asking somebody in Florida how to vote? Good day in the morning.
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey. My husband's always complaining about working so hard. How do I get him off the couch to mow the lawn?
Why can't you mow the lawn? Do you have a riding lawnmower? If you have a riding lawnmower, there's no problem. And you can certainly get your fat ass on that and do that while he's at work.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm from Colorado. My boyfriend always has his hands down his pants while we're watching TV. How do I get him to stop?
God. Well, what does he think? He's going to run away or something? Has he got to hold on to it? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. Nobody's going to up and steal it from him.
I'm Matt from Fullerton, California, and my question is, how many gingerbread men can I fit in my mouth at once?
Now, you know, if that is not the guy, you know something? You really make me mad when you come with me a question like that. You put, I don't care, just tin up your ass as far as I'm concerned. Never heard anything so sick.
Hi, my name's Lindsay Miller. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. When a man has a lot of sex partners, he's called a stud. But what do you call a woman with a lot of partners?
She's a whore.
Hey, my name is Lynn, and I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. I hate the black spot in Jay's hair. I think you should dye it. What do you think?
The only way Jay Leno looks good is the way he is now. Because Jay Leno is not good looking. Well, he doesn't have a good body. He has no butt at all. He has no butt. He's flat as a flitter.
My name is Lindsay Falco, and I'm from Portobello, California. And I would like to know what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage.
The advice I would give newlyweds is never go to bed mad at each other. That's the most important thing. And another important thing is to always, the woman should always keep herself clean and attractive in every sense of the word. Keep yourself clean. Keep Miss clean all the time. Inside and out. Put on your best gown. Get a little perfume on you. Crawl in that bed. And I guarantee you, Miss will have a time of her life.
Hello. I'm Mary Rooney from Boston. Now that you're on TV and a role model for youngsters, don't you think you should stop using bad language?
Hell no.
The Fruitcake Lady on News Talk 93.1 FM. One of the things we also do on Friday is kind of go through the... You saw the... I had like 14 pounds of accumulated stuff for the show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of crap.
And it gets to the point where I just go through it, and why am I carrying this around?
Right, let's go through it, though.
Some of the stuff.
Maybe we'll find some gold.
Sometimes the intra-family fighting is weird.
Mm-hmm.
31-year-old. That's about your age, right?
I'll be 31 December 1st, yeah.
Okay. He was cooking cabbage at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And his 55-year-old father did not care for the stench.
I'm with the father.
So they got into an argument. The son hit the father, threatened to kill him, and grabbed a meat cleaver. Sonny boy took off, came back later, and then fired gunshots at the house. And he's facing all kinds of felony charges.
Over cabbage.
Over cabbage. It's amazing what people will...
I don't know. I have an inkling that it's not just about the smell of cooking cabbage.
Probably not.
Then at the end, you can go into a FISA court and lie about why you need a warrant and still be a free person.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because that's how government works. And it will probably always work.
Let's see. The board game Clue is getting rid of one of its rooms.
Really?
And just like a few years back when you got to vote which Monopoly piece would become the new one,
mm-hmm.
you can vote on which replacement room.
Are there options?
Yeah, you go to Hasbro.com.
Let me guess. The library.
What's that?
The library.
What's a library?
What's in the game clue?
Exactly my point.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, they haven't decided. Since the original game was invented, they have the kitchen, the ballroom, conservatory, billiard room, library, study, hall, lounge, and dining room. So you can pick any of them.
Probably the billiard room. Who's a billiard room?
And I'm not, the ballroom.
Nobody, does anybody play pool anymore?
Pool? No, and I'm not saying you can't have a pool table, but a whole room devoted to
and
it?
And who has a ballroom in their home these days?
Right, right. I mean,
do you, Greg?
I have a couple of slippery places
yeah.
where I can dance in my socks.
Yeah.
Like there's no... Like, what's
Tom Cruise and Risky Business?
Dance like...
Nobody's watching?
Yeah. That's where I dance, when nobody's
you
watching.
You just need some old-time rock and roll, right, Greg?
Yep. Top memories from school. We go to 8th... This is stuff we're saving for TV. This is an interesting trend in relations between men and women. It's called chore play.
Chore play?
Yeah. It's when a wife or husband becomes amenable to certain...
Doing certain chores?
In exchange for doing certain chores.
Mm-hmm. That's...
Now, I don't know what you get if you clean the gutters. There's no set of rules for this. It's up to the couple,
of course,
to establish the value of the chore and what they're willing to do to thank the doer of the chore. And in this age of fairness, it can work both ways.
Sure.
And what woman wouldn't want to be rewarded by me?
I'm not going to argue with that.
The 71st Annual Greek Labor Day Barbecue and Pastry Sale again. That is a Monday.
Nice.
9 a.m. until they sell it out, and they generally do.
Baklava.
Yeah, Emily was having a baklava moment the other day. That's at the Greek Orthodox Church, 1721 Mount Meigs Road in Montgomery. If you have questions, 263-1366. All kinds of stuff, including camp stew, which is excellent. I don't know if that's keto, though. Do we just have a call?
There was nobody there.
Will you guys cut the crap? It's all Request Friday. We are down to our last request, Cooter's request, for old Harold Delaney. And after this, I'm just going to play polka.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there. It's a guy's house. And you live in his room. And then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it. Sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, no. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. You know?
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Yeah, sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes, like, a half hour to, like, get his word. And the whole time, he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one
you
want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I got to say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend.
3 days off.
Weekend!
Woo!
It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
The fun is about to begin.
It's the weekend.
Woo. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Let's party.
It's party time.
Everybody wants a new romance.
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
Party.
Party time.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
Are you a thrill seeker?
There's a party.
Everybody.
Looks like a short trip after all.
It's so fun.
Partay.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
How fun for you.
Holy funkadelic.
Everybody wants a new romance.
The weekend has landed.
Let's break out here and have some fun.
Fiesta.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
This calls for a celebration.
Party on.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, all requests Friday heading into the Labor Day weekend. One big hour left to get your favorite bit or whatever you'd like to hear on the radio. Lots of traffic issues. We'll be checking in with Balaki in a moment. But first, William B. on our phone line.
Good afternoon. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations on your 14th.
Thanks.
I wasn't able to make it.
We took note.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you did, but I'm trapped at the lake with my beautiful wife and my two little dogs.
Faith and Hope.
And yes, Faith and Hope are up here with us, and I just could not tear myself away.
Well,
I'm being held captive.
I get it. No, look at, you know, Faith and Hope are about as
adorable
as Rich Thomas.
Oh, they're my sweethearts.
And so is your wife.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she's all right, too. I hope she's not listening in the camper, but anyway.
Me, too. Duncan Tomlinson can be reached at 819-4810 if you happen to need him.
Yeah, but there'll be a custody case about dogs, so anyway.
They're off in arms.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just tidying things up down at the boat. I wanted to call and say congratulations on 14 years. And I know I'm a little bit late with it, but just wondering, has anybody seen the Dufresnes lately?
Ah, okay. We'll get some Mitch Hedberg on. Happy to play that. That's one of my favorite comedy bits. Dufresne.
Hey, y'all be good.
Family of Four. All right, we got it. It'll happen after Fox at 5. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I am getting requests through Facebook. And you can Facebook message me, but sometimes I miss those. And wants to hear the things Southern women say, except I'm not sure which of these are good and which aren't after the first couple. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to roll the dice here and play number 10.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be okay.
Ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny, she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face?
You know, what's her nose? I got to Googling and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb. She thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlighting.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines.
They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Lord, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
They're so country, they think a 7-course meal's a 6-pack and a bucket of chicken. We got the hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
Wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm going to have to break down getting them made. Coming up a gully washer. It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a pup with two tails.
I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties.
I'm going to get me a Miley Cyrus belly.
Ew, my dog wouldn't eat that. I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
I can't believe she said that. Ugh. Mixed company.
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor. That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Get those roly-polies out of your mouth. I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you gonna put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
That was all right. Was one of the best. We have 10 of those in the system. I'm gonna have to start doing some weeding out. I'll get around to it. You know, I'm looking at the image of, by the way, the image on Drudge, that's not where the storm is. That is a hypothetical placement of Dorian. But we talked to Rich Thomas at the beginning of the hour, and the latest models are somewhat encouraging for the storm to maybe not make direct landfall and sort of ride up offshore. It's possible. But generally what happens is the second time now they've changed, you know, the what we always call the cone of doom and moved it a little bit further east. And we'll see if that trend continues. I'm hoping it does. I'm still waiting to hear back from Goose, too. I'm temporarily mad at her.
Yeah, well, that'll last a couple seconds.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure she's okay because I have been...